we were supposed to be given a clearance letter from the police headquarters, from the police commissioner, Mr. Chiwuri himself, but then unfortunately he was not present. But last week, the meeting with him, and he assured us that we were going to be given permission to enter Chiazwa. Unfortunately, Mr. Matibi, who is the acting commissioner general, persuaded throughout the day but failed to give us that letter because he said Mr. Chiwuri left his hospital without giving him a written directive for him to give us that clearance to go to Chiazwa.
Why, Mr. Mare, is it that Mr. Chiwuri did not leave any letter of clearance for you if they have been holding these meetings in the past few days to allow you to go?
I think he must be having problems from his superiors, but it's actually abnormal for a police commissioner to fail to give those instructions before leaving office. Because in Shona, they say if a police officer is absent, even the officer in charge, the remaining officers will carry on with their duty.
Do you think the government is playing games with you regarding your visit to Marange?
There is some abnormalities in the way they are conducting their business. There is tug of war. We don't get that go ahead tomorrow from the police or Home Affairs itself. It means, honestly, they are having problems from their superiors.
Mr. Mare, what will happen now if you fail to go tomorrow?
When Parliament sits next time, we are obviously going to make a report of what transpired. That does not stop us from doing our work and deliberate on all mining activities that are being done in Zimbabwe. We have an oversight role over the mining activity in this country. And obviously, if we fail to visit completely, we cannot continue waiting, and we're no longer interested in even visiting that area. We can still pursue our way.